In 1656, the presence of Jews in England became tacitly accepted, even if not formally recognised. A small and discreet synagogue in Creechurch Lane in the City of London was opened that year. But the tiny Sephardi community, numbering around 100 people, needed a burial ground as well as a place of worship. For this purpose, a plot of land was leased in Mile End, then a rural hamlet about a mile and a half east of the city limits, and the cemetery was inaugurated in 1657. Over the following decades, it was extended on a piecemeal basis to cope with the growing demand. But by the end of the century, it was clear that an additional site would be needed. At that point, the Jewish population in London was around 600 to 700, most of which were Sephardi, but with a small Ashkenazi community too, which had opened its own adjacent cemetery in 1696. Consequently, a new and larger 3-acre plot of land was leased in 1726, about 400 metres to the east of the original site. This became known as the Nuevo, new in Portuguese, cemetery, as opposed to the Velho, old, as the original site was now designated. The first burials at the Nuevo took place in 1733, and for over a century and a half, virtually all Sephardi burials in London were carried out there. Eventually, space ran out there too, and in 1855, the Nuevo was expanded with the acquisition of a further 1.7 acres to the east of the site. By the end of the 19th century, the enlarged cemetery was to comprise over 9,000 graves. Eminent individuals buried there included Diego Pereira, Baron Aguilar, 1699 to 1759, financier and advisor to the Austrian Empress Maria Theresa, the merchant Benjamin Disraeli, 1730 to 1816, grandfather to the famous Victorian Prime Minister, and Daniel Mendoza, 1764 to 1836, the celebrated prize fighter. Those who were laid to rest in the newer post-1855 expansion included the comic actor David Belasco, alias David James, 1839 to 93, Joseph Elmaleh, 1809 to 86, Chief Rabbi of Mogador and Austrian Consul in Morocco, and several prominent members of the wealthy and prestigious Montefiore family. In due course, demographic change caught up with the Nuevo. By 1900, wealthier members of the Sephardi community had migrated away from the city and the East End, and a new Sephardi cemetery was opened in 1897 in Hoop Lane, Golders Green, effectively superseding the Nuevo. A section of this remained open for adult burials until 1906, and for child burials until 1918, with a dwindling trickle of occasional interments continuing into the 1970s. Today, all that remains of the Nuevo is the post-1855 section, consisting of about 2,000 graves, with their characteristic absence of headstones, less than a quarter of which have fully or partly legible inscriptions. Mile End has long ceased to be a rural area, and in the 1960s, Queen Mary College, now Queen Mary University of London, was occupying much of the area to the west of the Nuevo and was looking to acquire land to expand its campus. In the early 1970s, a deal was reached between the Sephardi community and the college, whereby the pre-1855 part of the Nuevo, two-thirds of the site, was to be sold and built over. The remains of the deceased were disinterred under religious supervision in 1973-74, with around 7,000 people reburied in a mass grave on college-owned land near Brentwood in Essex. Memorial plaques with the names of the deceased were put up there, but the actual gravestones were not relocated. What is left of the Nuevo is now marooned within the campus, overlooked by modern buildings, including the university library. It is an eerily quiet area, surrounded by the bustle of academia, very mineral in appearance, with little vegetation. The boundary of the site was re-landscaped in 2011 to make it more accessible and welcoming. In contrast, the Velo remains intact, in a much lusher, greener setting, although hidden from view behind walls and closed to the public.